Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good afternoon from John Thiel Gymnasium. 1 hour and 25 minutes. Sorry, 1 hour 35 minutes after we should have started. The Silver Streaks and the Warriors of Chicago Westinghouse are underway, and for the first time all season, the Silver Streaks do not win the tip. On the outside, this is James Graham with it, along with Ricky Battles on the outside. Marlique Williams, just a sophomore, also starts the game for the Warriors, along with Jaquan Smith and Tobias Cook. On the outside, driving in, Graham kicks it back out, top of the circle. This is Battles with it. Battles at 6 foot, a junior. Graham, a 6 foot junior. Here's a three on the way, won't go down, and Ryan Carl does a good job controlling the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Came down strong with it, and Galesburg's first offensive possession almost a minute into the game. Aslan Butler on the right side. Chad Johnson at a 5 second call as Aslan held onto the ball too long, with Cook right in his face on the outside. And the Streaks turn it over on their first possession. Coach Mike Reynolds saying in the pregame, got to cut down their turnovers in half from last night while they turn it over on their first possession. Here's a block by Lamont Ross on a driving Ricky Battles at the other end. And Ryan Carl comes down with the rebound. Again, Butler on the right wing, penetrates, dishes it off to Chad Johnson along with Ross, Carl, and Austin Garnett. And a travel called as Garnett comes out to the free throw line and apparently picked up his pivot foot. Huh.
Yeah, he can't believe that, and I really can't either. I don't know how you get a travel out of that.
No complaint from head coach Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. Maybe we were a little shielded from the footwork up here, apparently. Minute and a half into the game, no score.
You might recall it was last night. There was a traveling on Austin Garnett that did draw a complaint from Mike Reynolds. He was real unhappy with it.
On the right wing for three, Marlique Williams comes up short. And the weak side rebound pops over to Garnett, who had 12 rebounds in the game against Urbana last night. Butler drives and a blocking foul called. A couple of bodies hit the floor. And this will be a couple of free throws coming for Aslan Butler.
Well, quite a different approach that Westinghouse has here. I mean, it seems to be a little more traditional offensive sets that they're running rather than just the last couple of teams we've played have just, excuse me, thrown the ball up towards the rim and gone for the offensive rebounds. Westinghouse, a much more advanced program, and they have to be playing the competition that they do in the public league in their particular division. They play some of the higher level teams in Chicago. They've got to be sharp.
Butler makes the first free throw and knocks down the second one as well. So for the fourth straight game, the Silver Streaks score first. Last night against Urbana, they scored the first 6 points of the game. They get the first two here this afternoon. Ricky Battles on the right side on the wing. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. We're just underway in a game that was very, very late with the three previous forcing the schedule well off the mark. Scramble for the loose ball after a miss by Westinghouse. The Warriors come up with a loose ball and then a foul away from the ball, I believe, will be on Ryan Carl of the Silver Streaks. Sure. They're going to call it on Butler instead.
We'll see how different the pace of this game is compared to the one before us. That was Diet and Talent, two teams that really struggled in this tournament playing each other. Diet ended up winning it, but that was a slow, slow game.
There's a travel by Williams on the other end. First turnover by the Warriors. By comparison, Diet won the game over Talent, 46-39, so 85 combined points. The state championship 5A football game, the winner had 70 points. Football, we're talking. A game involving Joliet Catholic and Lombard Montini. Two teams that were just up and down and all over the field against each other. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're just underway. Silver Streaks lead Chicago Westinghouse 2-0. Chad Johnson dumps it off in traffic. Nice job by Ross to come up with it. Carl gets the pass away, and then it's stolen away, and then Brent Battles trying to cut up the far sideline. Just couldn't quite come up with the control and stepped on the sideline, and the Streaks will get it back. Galesburg 3-0 on the season. Westinghouse 1-1 in this tournament. They beat Chicago Talent, no surprise there, and then lost to Moline 76-57. Maroons are 4-0 in the tournament, and here's a foul call. Lamont Ross working one-on-one against Westinghouse, and they're going to call the defensive foul, the blocking foul instead. Looks like, it looked like, possibly, Lamont might get called for the push-off, but instead the foul goes against Darius Mason, just a 5'10 sophomore.
We're still yet to get our first clean shot off. There
Here's one. Lamont with a runner in the lane, and it's off the back of the rim. Then he reaches around, gets away with a foul and a travel called as Ricky Battles comes down with the rebound and falls down. Lamont got away with wrapping
Big
him
time.
Around from behind without the foul called, and Galesburg gets it back on the second Westinghouse turnover. All right. Home cooking, right?
Sure looked like it there.
On the inbound, Butler for three. Good. And the Streaks lead 5-0. 4:51 to go first quarter. Aslan Butler has all five of Galesburg's points.
He was way out when he let that one fly.
From the left wing. At the top of the circle, now on the opposite end. Battles gives off to Mason on the outside. Swing it around. Now they'll pump it back to Mason on the right side. Top of the circle, it goes left. Malik Williams, the sophomore, pulls up from 17 feet. Missed it. Ryan Carl comes nice in for the blockout with his third rebound here in the early going. Quick pass at the other end, Garnett misses the layup. Good transition down the lane, but he couldn't finish it off. Here comes Westinghouse, the other direction. On the baseline, reverse layup, and an offensive foul called as Chad Johnson planted himself underneath the basket in good position in the low blocks, and Ricky Battles rather, picks up his first foul, and the third turnover on Westinghouse.
Nice first 4 minutes from Ryan Carl. Didn't start last night. They said it was just kind of the way the game they felt was going to unfold. They needed more quickness on the court than size. This one you definitely need the size, and Carl has he come out and give us a good job, especially on the defensive end.
Ross worked his way into a double team in the back court, then started to back up, and that's when he ended up dribbling it off his knee out of bounds right in front of Coach Mike Reynolds. Three turnovers already on Galesburg. We're halfway through the first quarter. Streaks on top 5-0 against the Warriors of Chicago Westinghouse. Top of the circle between the circles. Mason gives back off to Quentin Crump, who's into the game, just a 5'6 junior. First substitution for either club here in the early going. Marlik Williams now gives off to Mason on the outside. Top of the circle and a foul away from the ball. We have an illegal screen set against Williams. That'll go as the fourth turnover now on Westinghouse and the first foul of the game on Williams. Four team fouls on the Warriors. Kendall Thompson into the game, along with Grant Gibson for the Silver Streaks. Johnson and Garnett sit down for Galesburg. Full court pressure stays on the inbounds from Gibson to Thompson.
Talked with Grant's dad, Joe Gibson, as well as his coach from last year, Mike Keimig, was down here, said he was really proud of what Grant was able to do last night.
Baseline pass on the cutter, intercepted by Westinghouse. Layup at the other end, off the back of the rim, and a foul on the rebound. Ryan Carl had position. Now which way? The official pointed both directions. They're going to call it on Carl.
We're getting the ball,
apparently,
I think.
So it will stay with Westinghouse, second team foul on Galesburg. Initially, they indicated the foul against Westinghouse and the ball was going the other direction, but then they reversed it and pointed the other way. On the inbound, right underneath the basket. Ball knocked out of Cook's hands, and the Streaks come away with a turnover. Carl double-teamed, bad position on the end line. Gets the pass away to Lamont Ross across midcourt. Right side, Kendall Thompson. Big sweeping stride, gives off to Aslan Butler. Steps into the lane. High post, reverse direction, back to Kendall. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Galesburg with a 5-0 lead. Ross curls around to the free throw line. Back behind into Aslan Butler, has all the points in the game so far. Butler starts the drive, gives off to Ross, working his way to the free throw line. Dumps it off to Kendall Thompson. dribbles into the lane, found an opening, scoops it up and in.
Somehow this team gets it done. Westinghouse yet to score. 0-5, 0-6 from the field.
And another turnover, 6 on the Warriors. Butler with the drive, but he carried the ball on the way, and that negates a layup by the Silver Streaks. And they've turned it over now 5 times or 6? What do you have them for?
I've got them for 5.
Okay. There was a quick turnover possession over there that I didn't count it as a turnover. I didn't know if you did, so I wanted to make sure we were on the same page there.
Well, I had turned it over down here when we thought we were going to get the ball back, you know, underneath that basket, and then they gave it back to Westinghouse. So that's where I had added another one earlier. So
timeout by Westinghouse. Looks like a full timeout. Let's take a break as well. Just a 30-second timeout. I thought they signaled a full timeout, but that's all right. We can keep it here. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Once again, the Silver Streaks get off to a quick start offensively, shutting out the opposition for a good portion of the first quarter. It was 15-0 Wednesday, 16-0 in the first game yesterday, and 6-0 yesterday. Here it's 7-0, 2:40 now to go in the first quarter. Westinghouse with the ball, still looking for the Warriors' first points of the game. At the free throw line, pump fake. Cook steps left, now dumps it off to Quentin Crump. On the outside, Mason drives with it, reverses directions, gets it over to Crump on the outside. Baseline pass goes to Cook. He'll bring it back out. 2:20 to go now in the first quarter.
Is it just me, or we use more zone now than we used all last year?
Sure enough.
We're playing a lot of zone this tournament.
Getting a lot of fouls called away from the ball here in the early going as well. I think they called that one on Carl again. That's number 2, so very quickly back into the game comes Austin Garnett.
College football, Monmouth College was tied with St. Thomas at the half at 10-all, but I just got into score update now, 24-10 St. Thomas,
ooh,
third quarter, so a few halftime adjustments by the big boys from Minnesota.
On the inbound lob down low to the low blocks, now kick it out to the outside, a drive inside the free throw line, and Westinghouse gets their first points of the game. Jawan White with the basket. So Westinghouse is on the board just outside of the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. On the left side, Lamont Ross to the top of the circle. Now right side it goes, Kendall Thompson. Quick inlet pass intended for Garnett, batted away from behind. Here comes Westinghouse to the other direction. A layup and a foul. That's a basket and a possible three-point play for Darius Mason as Aslan Butler picks up his second foul. So Butler and Carl each with 2, and that's not a good sign for the Streaks.
That's a really bad sign. We're up by 3 on the scoreboard, but now Butler will have to sit down. We need the big guys, Carl and Butler, in there in this game, and you hate to see Westinghouse get it going their transition game, because that's what we fear, is them getting to the rack like that and getting some three-point opportunities.
Missed the free throw. Mason gets the rebound, batted around, and it's Austin Garnett who controls it for the Silver Streaks.
Dodged a bullet there.
7-4, Galesburg by 3, nearly another turnover. Garnett able to control the pass at half court. Now gets it into the hands of Lamont Ross. 1:20 to go first quarter, Streaks lead by 3. And Kendall Thompson runs into a travel after the handoff by Lamont Ross. And a nice job defensively by Quentin Crump to come out and cut him off right as Kendall took the pass. And apparently he stutter-stepped with it. It gets called for the walk. 1:15 to go first quarter, Westinghouse could get within a point or tie the game with a three-pointer. On the outside, Mason. Now starts the dribble, backs up toward half court, gets it off to Crump on the outside. A lot of perimeter ball by the Warriors here in the early going. In the left corner, Williams with it, lobs it down low, and a hook called. They're going to call that on Ross.
Or Garnett. He was battling down there with the big kid, Smith. And really I thought he was doing a great job, you know, battling him down low with the hip, but he did reach around. But, you know, Smith was very aggressive himself inside, and I don't know there's much Austin Garnett could do about that if he's going to try and hold position.
Well, they actually called it on Darius Mitchell of Westinghouse.
Did
it does
they?
Go as a
oh,
turnover
good.
Against the Warriors. And that is his second foul.
Official gave the arm with the wraparound. I thought he was putting it on Garnett.
3 by Chad Johnson off the back of the rim, and the long rebound out to Mason. For Westinghouse at the other end, a drive and another basket. This one by Marlik Williams, and a chance at a three-point play as the Silver Streaks have picked up a lot of defensive fouls here in the early going, and Westinghouse could tie the game now at the free throw line. That'll be the first foul of the game on Kendall Thompson.
Silver Streaks had trouble ball handling last night against Urbana, 21 turnovers, and we've already got Aisho 8 in this first quarter.
And the free throw is good. We are tied at 7 now. On the inbound, Streaks break the press. Here's Garnett taking it all the way. Too strong, and a foul called on Grant Gibson coming in from the backside.
Tempo of this game now really in Westinghouse's favor. They're dictating the tempo, putting pressure on our guards. I like Garnett going to the basket that time.
Yeah.
He just, in order to get it over the taller defender, he put too much height on it, got it way up high off the glass. A little too hard to get that shot to go down, and then Gibson aggressive on the rebound, gets the foul, and now Westinghouse will pull for a final shot here in the quarter.
Streak scored the first 7 of the game. Westinghouse has scored the last 7, trying to take the lead at the end of the first quarter. Down to 5 to go. Crump on the dribble. Lost it at the top of the circle. Then Ross dribbled it off another defender. The Streaks were able to pick up the loose ball, but can't get off the shot. Tied at 7 at the end of 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look and a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, Letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Tied at 7 after one quarter at John Thiel Gymnasium. Just underway in the second quarter. Westinghouse with the ball in the near corner. Quinton Crump gets it out to Mason for 3. Missed it. Grant Gibson on the weak side. It's a nice strong rebound with a good block out along the way. Now Gibson gets away with a little elbow, knocking his man down. Turns, shoots the 3. Missed it. And the rebound by White for Westinghouse. Still tied at 7, 7 minutes to go first half. This game has been up and down. Silver Streaks in a real scoring drought here. Here's a 3 on the way for the Warriors. That one's off the back of the rim. Marlique Williams can't finish, and Mason comes down with a rebound for Westinghouse. Turnaround jumper, and he knocks down the 3. And it's 10-7. Westinghouse with their first lead of the game. This is as early as the Silver Streaks have trailed in a game this year.
Well, we were up 7-0 with 2+ to go in the first quarter. Now a 10-point run from Westinghouse and got the tempo to their liking.
Left side, Lamont Cross for 3. Hits off the front of the rim, the back of the rim, and then into the hands of the Warriors for the rebound. Here comes Westinghouse trying to build on a 10-0 run that's given them a 3-point lead here. 6 minutes to go first half. Inlet pass, a drive, the turnaround. That one falls off, and the rebound to Chad Johnson. Galesburg with a chance to get back in it here. Kendall Thompson all the way with a layup. From the outside to the inside, a timeout called by the Silver Streaks down 1, 5:54 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL has a Christmas card for you with a $100 gift card inside. Register one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
6 minutes to play in the first half at John Thiel Gymnasium. Chicago Westinghouse with a one-point lead over the Silver Streaks, 10-9. Galesburg scored the first seven. Warriors scored the next 10. Silver Streaks got the last basket. Running layup by Kendall Thompson to get within one. And Westinghouse has spread it out, and the Silver Streaks are content to stay back in a zone. And
we've seen this before.
Many times by the public league teams.
Yeah, they don't care. They'll stand there and hold it all day until you come out. Doesn't bother them a bit when they get it in their mind that they want to pull you out.
They'll do it with the lead or with a tie, but you won't usually see them do it if they're behind.
I think Chicago Manly, that's the one I'm thinking of, did that down here years ago, especially at the sophomore level.
Yep, ran the last 4.5 minutes off the clock, holding it just like this in a tie game.
Threw in a three-pointer and went in the locker room.
Yep.
That was something.
Tossed it over to the kid on the left wing. He fired up the three, and that was it.
Their varsity team didn't get the chance to do that because we had Joey and Rod at that point, so there wasn't much of this back then. Well, I think Athletic Director Ralph Henning probably kind of happy to see this because
you're not kidding.
We're running an hour and a half behind out here. This will make this a real short game.
Oh, now they're going to set the team in motion, although Quentin Crump is still standing in the midcourt circle. It's just a shift of personnel.
Yeah.
So the corners players changed. Crump never moved in the midcourt circle.
Well, you know, Mike Reynolds, I think, with two of his big guys with two fouls apiece, probably thinking, yeah, not so bad.
Sure.
We're down a point, shorten the game up a little bit.
Carson Cheeseman in the game for the Silver Streaks. Kendall Thompson getting a breather on the bench. Halfway through the second quarter now, 10-9 Westinghouse. Warriors with the ball, wearing the home white with the green numbers and the green and gold trim. Silver Streaks wearing the gold here today. They've worn the road black. They've worn the home white twice. Pull-up jumper just inside the arc. Ricky Battles made it look easy. 12-9, Battles with his first basket. Westinghouse by three. Little trap in the backcourt. Lamont Ross passes over the top of it. Carson Cheeseman gives it off to Ross in a bad spot, but they take the trap off. He's able to get it away. Now Ross with it on the right wing. Top of the circle, Chad Johnson. Hands off to Ross with 3:15 to go in the first half. In the midcourt circle to Grant Gibson on the outside. Very aggressive man defense by the Warriors. Johnson launches the three, top of the circle. Missed it. Rebound by Westinghouse. Here come the Warriors up court quickly. And now they'll spread it back out again.
Warriors pretty aware of Chad Johnson. He hadn't been able to do anything offensively. They've been shadowing him very hard. Got a contested shot out high that time, a little too much rim.
Made 4 3-pointers to lead the Streaks in scoring last night against Urbana with 12. Down the left side of the lane, it's Battles again. Can't finish it off this time. Rebound put back is good. Tobias Cook with the rebound follow and the basket. And it's 14-9, Westinghouse with their biggest lead of 5 points, under 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Cheeseman has his pocket picked. Here's Battles at the other end. Doesn't miss that layup. 16-9, Warriors by 7. They've outscored the Streaks 9-2 in this quarter. And they're on a 16-2 run since the Streaks scored the first 7 points of the game.
Yeah, Kendall Thompson layup, the only thing we've had in that stretch.
Gibson lobs it over to Ross on the outside. They clear out on the left side, takes it all the way up and in. First basket of the game for Lamont. Galesburg down 5, 16-11, under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Game certainly changed when Aslan Butler went out, didn't it?
Yep.
On the outside, Crump with it, gives it off between the circles to Battles now. Down to 1:40 to go in the first half. Silver Streaks down 5, need a big defensive stop here. Here's a three on the way by Crump. Swish. Left him wide open. That's the second one he's knocked down from behind the arc. And it's now 19-11. Westinghouse slowly pulling away. Coach Mike Reynolds with his hands on his hips on the far side. Frustrated. Johnson. Top of the circle to Garnett. Biggest challenge the Streaks have faced in the first four games this season, and they're down 8 in the first half. Down low, Gibson gets mugged. Started to back his way in. Crump reached around from the backside and just locked him with both arms. No shot as Gibson still tried to fight his way through it and get the ball off. The foul was on the floor, 16 foul against the Warriors.
And Crump, a 5'6 junior, giving away so much size to Gibson, and you know, a good play by him to just foul one on the floor because he was going to give up a couple of points there and decided, well, I'll just take his arms out rather than let him go over me.
Kendall Thompson back in. On the run, Lamont with a turn and shoot. Knocks it down. He has 4 points. 19-13, Galesburg down 6. 1:05 to go first half. Ross has the last two baskets for the Silver Streaks. A drive down the left side, a reach in, and Gibson takes it right away from Ricky Battles. Three times down the floor he penetrated, and on the third time the Streaks were able to stop it. Carl on the right wing. Drives baseline, cut off, needs help, trying to get it out to somebody, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds before the 5-second call was made. Take a quick timeout as well. Streaks down 6. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is health. Care.
The final game of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament comes up tonight as the Silver Streaks boys take on Thorn Ridge. Join us for the broadcast at 7:10 on WGIL.
Kendall Thompson back in the game. Inbounds to Lamont Ross. Outside, oh, Gibson had a wide open lane and he got so excited when he saw it, he shuffled his feet at the free throw line and turned it over. Streaks ran the play perfectly and then Gibson just got too excited and couldn't finish it off. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Streaks down 6 and Westinghouse with the ball back. And they'll likely spread it out, and they do spread it out to the corners to hold for the last shot. Marcus Ross is waiting at the scoring table. He wants to get in, but I don't think it's going to happen.
There's a very good chance we'll play this entire game faster than they played one half of the game before us. Not an exaggeration, realistically.
Yeah, we got started at 1:50 in this game. We're not quite at 2:20 yet, and a timeout called by the Warriors. So that will get Marcus Ross into the game with 14.7 seconds to go before a halftime, and a 30-second timeout called by the Warriors.
Silver Streaks had 8 turnovers in the first quarter. I show them for just 1 here in the second, but
I have them for 2, actually.
Is it 2? All right. Have we had... How many shots do you show us in this quarter?
7.
Okay.
3 for 7, 0 for 3 from three-point range. In fact, since Aslan Butler hit a three-pointer for the Streaks' first basket of the game, we haven't made one from behind the arc since then. And only 13 points. Way below the Streaks' average here in the early going, coming in averaging just under 60 points a game. Real defensive battle. And with Westinghouse holding the ball on a couple of possessions, that denies the Streaks opportunities to score more. Now Battles picks up his dribble way out near half court. That changes things here quickly, down to 3 seconds to go. Quick rifle pass to the right. Battles for 3, or rather that was Crump, and he missed it. So the Streaks go to the locker room, down 6, with Ryan Carl and Aslan Butler sitting a good chunk of that first half on the bench with 2 fouls. Galesburg down 6, 19-13. Halftime stats coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for a limited time. Buy McRib Extra Value Meal and get a second McRib sandwich for just $1.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
All new vehicles priced at 1% under dealer invoice. Local financing as low as 1.9%. 4% for 72 months, 90 days until your first payment is due.
And we'll make it for you.
The three-day Black Friday sell-a-thon is on at Lake is Ford Dodge in Galesburg. Shop today and Monday, where you can save up to $8,000 or more on new Ford and Dodge in stock, including a new 2011 Dodge Ram 2500. Buy this weekend and save nearly $6,500.
Want to buy used?
All makes and models, from a Hyundai Santa Fe, GMC Terrain, Pontiac Grand Prix, Kia Spectra, a Chrysler 300C, even a 2010 Mini Coupe. Best of all, whether you buy new or used, you could qualify for 1.9% financing for 72 months when you finance at Lakis. Your first payment won't be due for 90 days, and Lakis will make that first payment for you. Shop the final 2 days of the Black Friday sell-a-thon today and Monday at Lakis Ford Dodge in Galesburg.
With approved credit, tax, title, license, stock fee extra. Some restrictions apply. See Lakis for all the details.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today to start saving.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months. And it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks trail Chicago Westinghouse at the half 19-13 since Galesburg scored the first 7 points of the game. In the first 5.5 minutes of the game, they have been outscored 19-6, but Ryan Carl and Aslan Butler, the Streaks' two biggest players on the roster, both sat a good chunk of that first half, primarily the entire second quarter, with two fouls. And the Silver Streaks, that's when they lost the lead, but again, they're down only six, so it could be a lot worse, Jim.
It could be. It just, it's when a team pulls the ball out like they did there, it just kind of skewers your whole orientation to the half. That just those minutes running off with no stats and nothing happening, and it was just kind of a weird situation. But again, it's just not unusual when you public league teams like to do that from time to time, and they did go ahead and start running their offense. I think they really thought that Mike would get tired of standing around after a minute or two and come out on him. Well, he never did.
Nope.
And I think they decided, well, we came down to play ball, I guess we'll put it in motion here. And then the rest of the half flowed pretty much like the rest of the game. But this game, outside of that first 7-0 run we had, has gone pretty much as expected. One shot and done. We've not been able to get any offensive rebounds. And that's been a problem. And it's not so bad if your first shot's going in. But we're not getting those wide open looks that we had the first three games from the perimeter. And that's what we all knew coming in, that as the competition picked up, it was going to be tougher for us to score points. And yep. And that's been the case, because we were pretty well playing horse there the first couple of games with some of these teams, getting almost any shot we wanted. And now we're tough to get shots out high, tough to handle the ball. You get inside, they've got some size. So we've got our work cut out for us down six here at the break.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics, run through the team numbers first. We'll kind of compare these as we go. We've been trying to straighten some things out as we go along, too.
Well, I had Westinghouse at 8 out of 20. 8 yep. of 20 okay. from the field in the first
yep.
half.
Me too. 3-for-7 from three-point range.
I must have fallen asleep in that malaise of the the delay there. I just had the Silver Streaks at 5 out of 12. Is it possible we only took 12 shots in that half?
I had 5 missed? Of 13, oh, actually. Wow. So, yeah.
Really unusual. So that, yeah, shows how important each possession is. And from a turnover standpoint, we really didn't value those possessions very well. We had 8 first quarter turnovers, couple in the second, 10 turnovers for the half. But Westinghouse has had 9, so not a big disparity there. Rebounds, 11-10 advantage, or 11-8, that is, advantage of Westinghouse here. So bottom line is, we can take a little bit better care of the basketball and get some cleaner looks, get some shots down. We're still right there.
Mentioned Westinghouse 3 of 7 from three-point range. Silver Streaks only 1 of 5. Galesburg 2 for 2 from the free throw line. The Warriors are 1 of 2 from the line. Galesburg down 19-13 at the half. We'll take a break on the halftime show. Individual scoring and a word with the Streaks coaching staff when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Soren's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Showers throughout today and a high of 57. Tonight, rain likely, a chance of light snow after midnight, and a low of 33. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, a high of 38. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low of 29. Monday, sunny skies and a high of 45. And Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 30. Right now, it's 52.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
John Thiel Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks trail the Warriors of Chicago. Westinghouse, one of the off and on powers in the Chicago Public League. It's 19-13 in favor of the Westinghouse Warriors. Game 4 of the Thanksgiving tournament. Let's go down sideline with Jim Lee.
Okay, great start. Not so good finish of that half, Steve.
I think we lost our aggressiveness, both on the defensive end and on the offensive end. I mean, we got back on our heels. We started nicely because we were aggressive and took the play to them, and then we just fell into a rut, and we played on our heels from that point on and struggled and got back our aggressiveness a little bit in the last part of the period at the end, and you saw us turn the tide a little bit, and that's where we've got to go here if we're going to get back in the ballgame, be aggressive again.
A couple fouls on Ryan and Aslan. Was that a factor having to sit them?
Yeah, and I think that there's part of how we lost our aggressiveness too. A couple of quick fouls on them and got us back into a shell. We've got to break out of that and get back to playing our way where we force the pace of play.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
19-13 Warriors on top. It'll be Carl, Johnson, Ross, Garnett, and Butler to start the second half for the Silver Streaks, who were led in scoring in the first half by Aslan Butler with 5. Lamont Ross and Kendall Thompson each had 4, and that was it for the scoring as the Streaks put up only 13 in the first two quarters, down 6, 19-13 for Westinghouse. The Warriors led by Quinton Crump with 6. Ricky Battles had 4. Marleek Williams with 3. DeJuan White, Darius Mason, and Tobias Cook each had 2. The Warriors have the ball to start off the second half, leading by 6. Get you a Monmouth College score here in a moment. Hasn't been such a good day for the Fighting Scots. First half was great, but not so much in the second half. A drive, a dump off underneath the basket, right through the hands, and a turnaround jumper, and a rebound by Ryan Carl after the miss. So Westinghouse misses on their opener. And the Streaks have a chance to cut into that six-point deficit now. What was the score of that Monmouth College game again, Jim? Fourth quarter now, is that right?
Yeah, according to Chris McIntyre, saying it was 38-10, St. Thomas.
Here's a three on the way by Butler. That won't go down, and the rebound to the Warriors. Quick jumper at the other end. Swish by Ricky Battle. He just looked completely pure on that one. And it's 22-13 now, a nine-point advantage.
Will they give him two on that?
I guess they did. Lob over the head of Aslan Butler into the backcourt, and that's a turnover on the Silver Streaks, number 11 on the game.
Well, this sure isn't starting out the way we'd hoped.
Nope. Streaks need to find a way to hang in there, that's for sure.
Steve Cheeseman didn't have to mince words when he lost our confidence and kind of got out of everything we were doing early in the game.
So the Warriors with an eight-point lead and the ball now, trying to get it into a double-digit lead for the first time tonight. Shot down low. Good defense by the Streaks from the backside, but the Warriors get the rebound, and the putback won't go down for Daryl Grant. And he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws here as he's fouled on the way up. That's the third foul of the game on Ryan Carl, who's had one of his better games here today, coming down with four rebounds and limited playing time. He's been very aggressive underneath the basket. Grant Gibson will check in to replace him, and the first free throw by Grant is off the back of the rim.
And Carl will sit down as Grant Gibson comes in. And that's one of the things we've noticed with Mike Reynolds, the coach of the Silver Streaks. He really takes things game to game as far as his starting rotation. Some people start the same people no matter who they're playing, but Michael really changed things around with matchups. We saw it last year a lot with Tremaine Carson. Sometimes he'd start, sometimes he wouldn't play much at all. Just depended on who we were matched up with.
Misses the second free throw. It's 22-13, Westinghouse by nine. Gibson into the game. Chad Johnson picks up his dribble just across half court. Now it's Lamont Ross with it. Minute and a half gone in the third quarter. Here's a near steal, but Gibson comes out to get it off the floor before Westinghouse can. Now picks up his dribble. Backdoor cut. Chad Johnson lays it up and in.
Excellent look by Gibson and a good finish by Chad Johnson, who had to go to the left to get that shot off. Pretty, pretty play for the Streaks.
First basket of the game for Johnson. Only the fourth Silver Streak to score. Galesburg down seven. 22-15, 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Right side three on the way. That's off the back of the rim by Crump. And the rebound to Garnett for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to cut into this seven-point deficit now. Right side, Butler for three. A little bit short. Rebound pops out to Grant for the Warriors. And a whistle into the upcourt. I like to see Aslan get down a little bit lower, although he doesn't have nearly the advantage close to the basket that he did last night against Urbana. But we need Aslan a little closer to the basket, not just popping threes this whole game. He's one for three from the field, all from the outside.
Yeah, you're right. Depends on the situation. Some games, that's fine. But with Westinghouse, their strength inside, we do need Aslan in there because we don't have much size. He and Ryan Carl pretty well it. Grant Gibson, I think, plays a little bigger than he actually is.
Here's a three on the way, and Battles knocks that one down. He has five in the second half, and now Westinghouse does lead by 10, 25-15. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Still a long way to go, but the Streaks have to find a way to stop this Westinghouse team and get some points going on their end. Ross on the outside. He'll shoot the three. Swish! 7 points for Lamont Ross. Timeout called by the Silver Streaks, down by seven. 5:03 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
5:03 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg down by 7 to Chicago Westinghouse, 25-18. Seems like a long time ago now, but the Streaks scored the first 7 points of the game. And outscored 25-11 since then, but still hanging in there, down just 7. With still over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be coming out of a full Galesburg timeout here. Fighting Illini coming up, if we can squeeze it in. We've got about two games we'll have to work in the afternoon session here. In fact, the first game of the last session is supposed to have started by now. That's how far behind this tournament is running. So Galesburg Hall of Fame induction ceremonies at 5 o'clock. It won't be happening at 5 o'clock. Not that we really expected it would be anyway with two games ahead of it. Here's a near steal on the inbound, and Butler does create the loose ball. Thompson picks it up, getting the steal. Now with the dribble on the left wing. Works his way around to the top of the circle. There's an opening. He takes it. A basket and a foul. Kendall racked up a lot of mileage dribbling the ball there, didn't he?
He sure did. The odometer's rolled up because he was clearing the corner and dribbling away from traffic. I think he was just thinking, all right, I'll get it out here, maybe set it up. Comes around high. Nobody picks him up all the way down the lane. Took it to the basket.
Second foul of the game on Darryl Gant. And at the free throw line, Kendall Thompson. 6 points off the bench in this game. The three-point attempt is off the back of the rim. So he cannot finish off the three-point play. Galesburg down five and a foul in the backcourt. Streaks getting too aggressive on the full court pressure against Ricky Battles, and that'll be a foul. We're going to call that? No, they're not going to call that on Butler, are they? No. It's on Thompson. That's his second. Into the front court come the Warriors. DeJuan White on the left baseline brings it out. Bounce pass on the inside. Butler got away with a reach around from the backside. Swing it over right side. Crump for three. And he missed it.
Well, at least he's cooled off. That's
Butler skies in for the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks. Up court quickly. Down low. Gibson up trying to shoot it over his man. Battle for the rebound and a little elbow, a little shoulder by Battles coming down with it, leaning into Gibson. No foul called. Here come the Warriors. Up five. Into the lane and a travel called. No. Crump. Yeah, they are going to call a travel. Crump was taking a lot of steps cutting in from the right wing. Official Joe Thompson pointed to the floor. I thought when he pointed to the floor he was indicating a foul, but he does call the travel. And the Streaks get it back. Chance to get into this game here. They've had an opening and an opportunity. Thompson across midcourt to Gibson, gives off to Ross. He's taking it down the lane, the floater, and it's good. Galesburg within three now, 25-22. Lamont Ross with nine in the game. Full court pressure, the Warriors break it. Down the lane, left-handed layup good. By DeJuan White, he sidestepped Chad Johnson trying to draw the charge. 27-22, Galesburg down five. Just past the midpoint of the third quarter, still a long way to play in this one. Ross on the dribble, near midcourt. Works his way right, gets it off to Thompson on the wing. Kendall starts his dribble to the top of the circle. Gibson over to Ross on the wing. Reverses directions back to Chad on the run, shoots, and it rolls through. Quick turnaround release by Chad Johnson for his fourth point of the game. Galesburg down three, 27-24. Full court pressure, Warriors break it. Crump dribbles past Gibson and charges over Chad Johnson at the other end. Streaks will get it back with a chance to get it down to a one-point lead or maybe tie the game. Johnson tried to draw the foul the last time down. This time, Crump did not sidestep like Gant did the previous time down. And it's a 12th turnover, I believe, now, Jim, on Westinghouse. Is that right?
Yep, 12 on them. Streaks finally shooting a little better percentage. 5 out of 9 here in this third quarter.
Streaks break the press with a 3-on-2. Butler for three. Off the rim. A little bit flat on the shot. And the weak side rebound to Ricky Battles. Aslam needs a little more arch on that one. His last one he shot earlier in the quarter was a little flat as well. On the dribble out high, Mason and Battles will play a little keep away. Streaks are going to kind of try to keep the defensive pressure on here. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down three. Westinghouse spreads it out now just inside the arc. A two-point basket, and Gibson has the ball knocked out of his hands. It'll go back to Galesburg after the miss by Battles. Silver Quick Streaks. Shot there by Westinghouse. Sure didn't run any offense, did they?
No. It seems like just about the time it looked like they were going to run away and hide. The Silver Streaks able to climb back in this, and I wondered if it wasn't a mistake putting the pressure on Westinghouse because they do have very good guard play, but it seems like this up-tempo's picked up some openings for us.
Streaks break the full court pressure here. Head Gibson cutting down the far side of the court, but nobody on this near side down below us could really even see him over there. Now a foul call and a hold by the Warriors will be the second foul of the game on Darius Mason and the third team foul on Westinghouse. Kendall looking in, finds Lamont Ross for three, short. and the long rebound. He chases it down, but Mason gets to it first. Here comes the Warriors. Mason with a double pump. Missed it, and a foul on the rebound. It's going to be over the back on Westinghouse, and that'll be the first of the game on Tobias Cook. It is. So again, an opportunity to spread the lead a little bit, and they cannot do it. And a ball knocked out of bounds on the full court press, last touch by Westinghouse.
Our guards got tested last night against Urbana and are really getting it here now. Westinghouse trapping hard in the corners. It'd be nice to inbound in the middle of the court. Oh, we just threw it away.
And they save it on the sideline. Kendall Thompson picks up the loose ball, then gets held from the backside. It's either going to be on Mason or it's going to be on Williams. I'm not sure which one actually got it. It'll be on Williams. That is his second. So quickly, five team fouls now on the Warriors. Streaks having a hard time seeing over those long, outstretched arms of Westinghouse. But they're still hanging in there, down three with a chance to tie it here, maybe get within a point instead. Here's Lamont Ross. Would have been open had he corralled the pass on the wing. He gets it off to Thompson instead. Inlet pass to Gibson at the free throw line. Hands off to Chad Johnson. He can't get off the shot. Now Ross is bumped from the backside. That'll be number two on the game on Ricky Battles. And the Warriors on the next foul will put Gillsburg in the bonus for the rest of the game with 1:52 to play third quarter.
Coach Garland Williams jumped up pretty mild manner, but not happy with that foul against his guard.
Full timeout, 1:52 in the third. Gillsburg down 27-24. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Well, maybe we'll keep it here for the time being.
You know, Ricky Battles, who committed the foul there, he got stared all the way to the bench. He's the only one sitting down. He went over there and plopped down, and Coach Garland Williams just looked him all the way there. Didn't have to say a word.
Yeah, the message is pretty clear when you get that kind of look on the coach's face.
Yep. You know, because he heard him yelling clear down the other end of the court, so whatever he needed to say, he said then. And emphasized it with the glare. I thought maybe he was mad at the officials at first, but no, he was just mad at the foul there. And, you know, he wants his team to play aggressive, but wants them to play smart, too.
It's been aggressive, but in a ragged way. It hasn't been much control to it. They've gotten the Streaks playing a little ragged, but the Streaks have managed to break this pressure and just haven't been able to get off quite the quality shots that they want. On the inbounds, Johnson hands off to Kendall Thompson. That's a tough place to be, but the trap does not come. Kendall starts the dribble now with 1:45 to go third quarter, 27-24 Westinghouse. Gibson gets off to Thompson. There's an opening in the lane. He takes it, tries to pass it away, deflected to Gibson. Left side over to Johnson, then he can't get off the three. He drives in, maybe gets away with a push-off, and hands off to Thompson on the right elbow. Set a little screen. Kendall drives inside the arc, pulls it back out.
What a heads-up play by Gibson to get that ball, though, on the deflection. We've got two offensive rebounds. He's got them both in this game.
See, I thought he was trying to pass it away. You thought it was a shot?
Yeah, I thought he was shooting it.
Butler, inlet pass to Gibson. Gets bumped, now tries to get it away as he falls down and turns it over. Loose ball picked up by Battles. Drives it the other direction. Foul on the floor before he could take it in for the layup. So a nice job by the Streaks to prevent him from taking it all the way. And that'll be the third in the game on Kendall Thompson. Fourth team foul on Gillsburg. 67 seconds to play third quarter.
Well, the one thing we've done is play pretty good defense most of this game. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in it at all. To only be down three with as much of a struggle as it's been on the offensive end and only getting one shot and out and having some turnovers, our defense has kept us in it, and I think that's probably the hallmark of Mike Reynolds' team.
In fact, the turnovers are even in this game at 12 apiece. Had we known that coming in, I think we would have felt pretty good. And the Streaks are down only three. Warriors have the ball. Ball inlet pass, batted away from the backside. Gibson on the denial, keeping it out of the hands of Daryl Gant, knocked it all the way out of bounds. The Warriors will inbound right at the end of their own bench. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Three-point Warrior lead, 27-24. And a long time since either team has scored, and now we have a timeout called. Five-second call was about to come, so Garland Williams for the Warriors calls a full timeout. He has only one timeout remaining now with just under 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Let's take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Situational basketball again taking over for Mike Reynolds. He's put Trevon Diggins, probably the quickest player on the floor for the Silver Streaks, into the game with 30 seconds to go. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Galesburg down 3, 27-24. On the inbounds to the right side, and a travel called by Marlique Williams. Didn't get the ball on the floor in enough time. 13 giveaways by the Warriors now.
And again, a lot of that just a testament to the Silver Streaks half-court defense. Warriors looking for things that aren't there, and in the meantime, it gives them more time to commit some infractions out on the edge, and another traveling call.
So offense for defense. Drew Nall comes in, replacing Diggins, who will probably get some time on the defensive end of the floor the rest of the game. Bounce pass from Nall, tough pass, deflected around, fought for. Westinghouse comes up with it. Outlet pass, battles with the layup.
Yeah, Drew Nall would like to have that pass back.
He'd like to have about 5 more inches going for that battle, too. He had no chance to come up with it once it was on the floor. Here's Johnson with a long three at the buzzer off the back of the rim, and that's the end of the third period. 29-24, Westinghouse by 5 at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports. Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks down 5 through 3 quarters here at John Field Gymnasium. Their biggest test, their biggest challenge of this Thanksgiving tournament so far, but they have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Kendall Thompson almost ran from the front court into the back court. Now he drives, and the shot rolls off the back of the rim. He does draw the foul, though. They inbounded to Thompson in the front court, and he sprinted for the back court like he thought he was going to go to the other end of the basket. And just before he got to half court, he stopped and then turned around. The guys are laughing about it, so clearly Kendall was turned around. But literally, once he did turn around, he just went right down the streaks lane and almost got a three-point play. First free throw is good. He has 7 points off the bench now. Galesburg down 4, 29-25. Just underway, 6 seconds into the fourth quarter. Whole schedule running behind. Second free throw rattles through. Kendall has 8. 29-26, Westinghouse by 3. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Up court quickly, they break the press. Here's Crump taking it all the way, and he ran right by Chad Johnson for the layup.
Nice job by Crump to fake like he was going to drop it off to the right and then pulled up with 1 foot, went right around the defender and made the shot.
31-26, good look down low from Butler, who got it to Gibson, who couldn't finish off the shot right under the basket. Mason comes out with a rebound, and he pulls up just across half court. Streaks executed it perfectly. It just couldn't get the basket down. Again, that size, I think, bothered Gibson a little bit down low. Westinghouse trying to spread it out a little bit. Streaks come out, put pressure on the ball. They do not want them to just run clock here in this fourth quarter with the Warriors leading by 5.
And when you're concerned about size, you have a tendency to put the shot up a little quicker and not follow through on it, and I think that might have hurt Gibson there.
Just inside the free throw line, a pump fake by White, then gets the shot off, and he's fouled to get a couple of free throws. That'll be number 2 on the game on Grant Gibson, 5th team foul on Galesburg. 32 fouled, number 32. DeJuan White goes to the line, shooting 2. He has 4 points on the game. One in the a basket in the first quarter, a basket in the third quarter. He's missed his only free throw attempt, and the first one rattles out.
Garnett back in. Gibson out now for the Silver Streaks.
A little more size. Not much, but a little. 5-point Westinghouse lead. Just over 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Fourth game of the day, fourth game of the tournament for the Streaks. And a second miss on the rebound, and somehow Mason steps into the lane, creates a loose ball, and comes down with the rebound. So Westinghouse doesn't get any points, but still has the ball. On the outside, White gives off two battles behind him near midcourt. 6:45 to go, and a foul called on Aslan Butler as Battles leaned in, initiated a little contact. Aslan couldn't back away quickly enough, and he has three fouls. Sixth team foul on Galesburg. Next one will have Westinghouse shooting free throws the rest of the game.
Haven't been that impressed with Westinghouse's bigger players, but Mason and Battles, I think if they win, they're the difference in the game. They're two guards.
Crump gave him a big lift off the bench in
they
the first
did.
Half, too. Although he's hardly played here in the second half. Dribbling between two defenders, Streaks nearly create a steal, scramble for it on the floor, and the alternating possession favors the Warriors. So not a very good decision just after Jim complimented him. Mason tried to dribble between Johnson and Garnett. Johnson reached in, created the loose ball, and then the Streaks still couldn't quite turn him over. 90 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Still 6.5 minutes to play with the Streaks down five. But they can't get the ball off this end of the floor so far.
Good job by Chad Johnson there just to, you know, to pin it down. He knew he wasn't going to get the possession, but at least it switches the arrow. So next time, even though we didn't create a turnover here, in essence, you have helped your cause that way.
Inlet pass. Tie up, and they get the pass away, and a turnover called on DeJuan White. Two Streaks were right there to tie him up. He got the pass away, but he leaned back, moved his pivot foot, and that's the 14th turnover on the Warriors. 13 in the game for the Silver Streaks, so that's been pretty even so far today. Trevon Diggins back into the game, along with Ross, Thompson, Butler, and Garnett. Terrible position to put Kendall Thompson in on the inbound. He's trapped on the baseline. Gets the pass away. Two on one. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Westinghouse. They thought Trevon Diggins got it on the outside as the ball deflected his direction. He reached for it, but he couldn't come up with it before it went out of bounds. And Westinghouse thought Diggins touched it before it did, and I'm not so sure he didn't.
Yeah, it's tough to tell from here. You knew by the way the angle of the ball was going that it hit off the Westinghouse's player's knee or leg to have it ricochet that way. But, yeah, the question was, did Diggins hit it then again before it went out?
Inbounds to Kendall Thompson, who's trapped again. Gets it off to Lamont Ross. Out to Butler. Thought about the three. Steps inside the arc at the free throw line. Backdoor cut to Trevon. It's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it.
If Trevon catches that, still a lot of work. He was,
yes.
There were three guys just collapsed down on him. I'm not sure he would have got a shot off anyway.
And at 5'10", they were all bigger than he is. Under six to play in the game. Inlet pass to Butler. He stopped, turned around, forced it up off the back of the rim, draws the foul for a couple of free throws. Boy, they are so quick. What in previous games would have been an opportunity for Butler to get that shot off pretty quickly. Westinghouse just is not allowing it, so he has to earn it from the free throw line here.
Well, this is our advantage. We've got into the bonus here if we can hit some free throws to keep us close.
Third foul of the game on Darryl Gant. Eighth team foul on Westinghouse. First free throw good by Aslan Butler. That's his first point since the first quarter. He helped win the game against Urbana last night, making the final 4 points from the free throw line. Silver Streaks down four. 5:55 to play, fourth quarter. Second free throw by Aslan is good as well. He has seven for the game now. 31-28. Galesburg down three. Full court pressure. Warriors break it. Marleek Williams picks up the dribble. Hands off behind him to Mason. He and Battles play keep away near half court with Diggins, the man in the middle, chasing it down. Here comes the trap. He leans in on Kendall Thompson and draws the offensive foul. Battles just lowered the shoulder. Thompson flopped to the ground trying to pick up the charge, and he gets the call. 15 turnovers on the Warriors. Ninth team foul on Westinghouse and the third personal on Ricky Battles.
You know, of all the players here in the first few games, to me, I think Kendall Thompson's the biggest surprise.
Me too.
He's playing with a lot of maturity. I mean, confidence going offensively, that was a great play on defense to draw that charge.
Really crisp passes. Hesitation drive, scoops it up, can't spin it in off the glass, and the rebound by Westinghouse. Outlet pass up court, one-on-one, they miss it. And Butler gets the rebound. Outlets to Lamont Ross. Pulls up for three. Off the rim. Weak side rebound. Garnett tips it out to Kendall Thompson. He draws the trap to Garnett. Butler on the outside, shoots two, good! Streaks within one, 31-30. What a flurry by the Silver Streaks with five to go in the game.
First field goal of the fourth quarter for Galesburg, but those free throws coming in very handy and the defense is making it happen.
On the inbound, pull-up jumper by White, doesn't go. Butler with the rebound, his third of the game. Streaks at the other end. Diggins has it knocked out of his hands. Gets it back out to Butler. Thought about the three. Dribbles. Dishes off. Garnett puts the Streaks on top.
Now, Butler passed up the shot, went in the paint. I thought he was going to take it himself. Nearly pushed it off his knee, but somehow got it down low for the assist. And the Streaks, with a lot of energy here in this fourth quarter, have grabbed the lead.
His first basket of the game. It's 32-31. Streaks by a point. On the outside, Mason gives off to Battles. Diggins just chases back and forth between the two of them. Here comes the trap. The pass away to Battles. Guarded by Diggins. Deflected away. Butler with the steal. Then it's knocked out of his hands. Pump fake in the lane off the back of the rim. The tip up and an offensive foul called over the back on Marlique Williams.
That's too bad. We got that steal and Aslan was wanting to clear it down. I'm not sure if somebody had cut free down there, but especially against a team like Westinghouse, you see them, but it's very hard to get the ball through traffic and actually get it there.
That's when you do see them.
Yeah.
Those arms are so outstretched and contesting everything, half the time you can't even see them. Well, on the over-the-back foul, it goes against Marlique Williams, his third, and it puts Aslan Butler at the line on the opposite end, shooting two. Streaks are in the double bonus the rest of the way.
And we got the guy at the line we want. Butler, who's been good at the line the last couple of games.
9 points on the game. First free throw up and short. There you go, Jim.
Sorry. No more compliments. Gloom and doom.
Butler does get two, though. That's the good thing. He came in 9 of 13 from the free throw line. Made his first four here in the game.
No way he makes this one.
You're right.
Shucks.
Nice try on the reverse psychology. So the Silver Strokes still lead by just one as Battles pulls down the rebound and the miss. Halfway through the fourth quarter, and the ball kicked out of bounds by Butler right in front of the Westinghouse bench. Warriors to inbound. Quinton Crump back into the game. He'll inbound it just in front of the scoring table. Over to Ricky Battles into the backcourt. Chad Johnson will pick up defensively there. 3:45 to go fourth quarter. 32-31 Galesburg. Pass down low on the dribble. Nice job by Gant to collect it. Skips it over to the weak side. Nearly out of bounds. Williams comes up with it. Back to the half court line. Battles. Now right side over to Crump. Trying to dribble into traffic. Into traffic. The pass goes. A shot up off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked out of the hands of DeJuan White. And the Silver Streaks come up with it. Chad Johnson, I think, knocked it loose. Kendall Thompson dribbles into traffic. Picks up his dribble at the top of the circle. Hands off to Lamont Ross. Streaks with a one-point lead and the ball. Butler just outside the free throw line. Hands off to Kendall Thompson, who dribbles right. Backdoor cut. Ross to the lane, up and in.
Nice cut by Ross. Good look from Thompson as Ross, not that big, but he was all alone in the lane for the shot.
It's an 8-0 Galesburg run and a foul at the other end as Westinghouse aggressively takes it to the basket. Lamont will pick up the foul. That's number one on the game on Ross into the free throw line. Ricky Battles, who has not shot a free throw in this game yet. He has 11 points. Sorry, didn't add that right. He has 13 points. 2:53 to go in the game. Galesburg on top, 34-31. First free throw by Battles. Off the back of the rim twice and falls off. No good. Westinghouse 0-for-3 from the line in the fourth quarter, 1-for-5 here in the second half. And 2-for-7 for the game from the free throw line. They trail by three, under 3 minutes to play. Second free throw misses, and Butler skies for the rebound.
Lid on the basket for Westinghouse right now, both from the field and from the line.
An 8-0 Galesburg run as the Streaks up three. Garnett at the high post, hands off to Chad Johnson. Chad dribbles right, still between the circles with the dribble, 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Now it gets it into the lane to Aslan Butler, steps outside the free throw line, gives it to Ross, bumped away from behind, chases it down. Johnson in the lane, kicks it out to Kendall Thompson. Now he'll back up toward half court with under 2.5 minutes to play in the game. Kendall dribbles left to the wing, gets it off to Austin Garnett. Here comes the pressure defense. Thompson gets leaned into by Quentin Crump, keeps his balance, no foul called. Kendall dribbles all the way to the right, now a reach
good
foul
call.
Called on Marlique Williams, guarding too closely. That's number four on the game, and Kendall goes to the line shooting two.
I thought for two or three steps there, Williams was pushing it. Could have got the foul, and finally a little reach on top of the push and a good foul call on that one.
Kendall to the line, 2 for 2 in the fourth quarter, 2 for 3 for the game. He has 8 points, trying to extend Galesburg's three-point lead. With 2:12 to go in the game, the first free throw is good.
Sure got quiet before that free throw for Thompson.
Streaks were down 31-26. They've scored 9 straight to take a 35-31 lead with 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Still a long ways to go. Can't relax by any means just yet. Thompson makes both. He's in double figures with 10. And it's a 5-point Galesburg lead, 36-31. Crump across midcourt. To the top of the circle, White dishes it left side, battles with a long three. The rebound by Westinghouse, the putback and a foul by Darryl Gant.
Anytime you get comfortable against a team like Westinghouse, that can always happen. And the Warriors are going to always be going after that second chance. And the big guy got it, dropped it in that time, and now a chance for a three-point play.
And the fourth foul of the game on Aslan Butler. 8 team fouls against the Silver Streaks with 2:01 to go in the fourth quarter. The free throw up and in.
Warriors needed that in the worst way. Kept them in this game and keeps the pressure on the Streaks ball handlers up just two.
Two-point game, 36-34. Johnson and Thompson in the backcourt. Kendall needs help, gets it up court to Chad. Now the Streaks have numbers across the timeline. Left side, Butler fakes on the wings. Jump stop in the lane, and he's going to get called for traveling. And Mike Reynolds is beside himself.
That was a pretty big jump stop. I'd have been hard-pressed to not maybe call that one, too. Of course, when you're long-legged like Aslan, that looked like a guy doing a triple jump. He covered a lot of space.
Under a minute 40 to go in the game with the Streaks up two, but Westinghouse with the ball. Crump on the right side, gets it down low. Baseline kick out, back out to Battles and on the outside. Battles with three off the front of the rim, and the littlest guy on the floor, Kendall Thompson, with a
wow.
rebound. Perfect position under the basket to scoop it away. Now he has the dribble in the circle on the half court. 1:15 to go in the game. Ball knocked out of his hands, but there's Lamont Ross right there to pick it up. Everything contested by the Warriors, and the Streaks are hanging in there. Leading by two, approaching the 1 minute mark of the fourth quarter. Patience by Galesburg here. Ross coming to the outside, Thompson around a screen by Butler, takes it all away, rolls off. Garnett with the offensive rebound, skips it out over the back of Lamont Ross, but his arm goes into the backcourt trying to come up with the ball, and the Streaks turn it over.
Yeah, can't fault anything there.
Nope.
Great job by Austin Garnett on that weak side rebound. That was pure effort to get up there and get that. And then as he tried to clear it, just a little too high on the pass out. And we did everything, but the elbow caught the line and the turnover. And now Westinghouse a chance to tie, and they turn it over.
And they turn it over. Quentin Crump, guarded by Thompson in the front corner in half court, sticks his front foot out and steps on the sideline. Not aware of how close he was to that sideline, and the Streaks get it back, leading by two with 42 seconds to play in the game. First objective here, get it in bounds. And Joe Thompson talking things over with Kendall Thompson and Darius Mason out near half court. Johnson looking for a teammate, gets it into the backcourt to Aslan Butler. He's working one-on-one against DeJuan White. The trap comes, but he dribbles away from it, gets it across midcourt. Now in trouble, calls timeout. Picked up his dribble, so the Streaks call timeout. They have one left. 33 seconds to play, leading by two, 36-34. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues on WGIL. Galesburg Radio 14, 33.3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a two-point lead over Chicago Westinghouse. 36-34, the Streaks were down five early in the fourth quarter, 31-26. They went on a 10-0 run to take a five-point lead, haven't scored since then. Westinghouse has put up only 3 points. They've had a couple of opportunities to tie the game, but they've turned it over twice. And the Streaks with the ball in the half court now whistles as the officials are trying to get everything squared away with the personnel on the floor.
Westinghouse, after this hard-fought game with Galesburg, going to have to turn around and play Urbana in the game next to after this. So big, tough day for Westinghouse, and the Streaks want to hand him an L right here.
Streaks get it inbound. Thompson with it on the outside. Nearly taken away, and it is a steal. Battles picks it up. One on two. Dumps it off right side, and a miss. A miss on the layup, and an immediate foul as Austin Garnett comes up with the rebound, as the miss on the layup would have tied the game, but now Garnett to the other end to shoot two foul shots.
Unbelievable that he would miss that. I mean, his hands were right up there at the rim. He could have almost just dunked it, but went for the layup and didn't get it in. Streaks dodge a bullet after the turnover, and Austin Garnett with a chance to give us a little breathing room here.
It's the first time in the game for Shakuntney Jones, and he missed it. It could have tied the game. Under 22 seconds to play, and Garnett makes the first free throw. We talked about Austin's struggles from the free throw line. He missed his first five this season. He's now made four in a row. Streaks lead by three. This is a big one right here. 37-34, second free throw, in and out. And the rebound, nobody there but white jerseys for Westinghouse. 37-34, they need a three to tie. Battles on the near sideline, picks up his dribble in the corner, comes from out of bounds to get it back. Down to 8 seconds to go. Works his way right. Here's a three by Mason. Short. Kendall Thompson with a rebound. 1 second to go, and there's the ball game. The Streaks are 4-0, 37-34 is the final. As Darius Mason misses a three-point shot that would have tied the game, they had a number of opportunities to tie it up at the end. But the Streaks prevail by three and go to 4-0 on the season. The postgame show is coming up, GIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your bet. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Showers throughout today and a high of 57. Tonight, rain likely, a chance of light snow after midnight, and a low of 33. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, a high of 38. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low of 29. Monday, sunny skies and a high of 45. And Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 30. Right now, it's 52.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
For the first time since 1997, the Silver Streaks are 4-0 on the season. They defeat Chicago Westinghouse 37-34. They score the first 7 points of the game to take a 7-0 lead. And then they score the 11 of the final 14 points of the game to win it here 37-34. I'll tell you, Jim, this team, for having no more experience than they do on the varsity level, to play like they have in the fourth quarter is a real testament to how well Coach Mike Reynolds has prepared these guys. I'm not saying they're unflappable, but they had every reason to be flappable in that fourth quarter, as hard as Westinghouse was playing defensively, and still they rally from a 5-point deficit and win it by three.
A very resilient bunch.
Yeah.
And as you said, for a team that has a lot of guys on the court that didn't have any varsity minutes, I think they have exceeded the expectations of just about everybody. The coaching staff will tell you, not for them, maybe on the air, off the air, they might say, yeah, you know, maybe we're even a little surprised. I don't know. But, you know, we heard that the team had made great strides in summer ball. And obviously they have, because this was a quality win. Coach Mike Reynolds didn't waste any time in getting up here after this one. As we were saying, Mike, a quality win, and I think after the first couple of opponents, stepped it up last night, played a good team, I think stepped it up maybe a little more here today. You're going to make believers out of this, keep this up.
I don't know. We have a lot of belief in our own locker room. I think that's the most important thing. I know, you know, one newspaper picked us 1-9 in the Big Six from the Quad Cities. The other one picked us win 10 games all year. On my count, I'm not very smart at math, but we're about halfway to that 10 games, so we better slow down a little bit.
You did it really with defense. In a game like this, the points are hard to come by, but your half-court defense was just tremendous, we thought, all day and keeping you in the game.
Yeah, I mean, our guys gave effort. It was different guys. I think Trevon Diggins, when he came in, that kind of turned the game around there for us, gave us a little spark. He denied the battle kid a basket there at the end of the third, and that kid's a really good player. You know, number three is a good player, and it's scary to think Westinghouse got mostly juniors out there, you know. So they're a really good team and a really physical team, and we didn't have our best game, our most prettiest game, and we fought through some adversity. We had guys, you know, arguing a little bit on the bench, and then, you know, we got to take care of our business. I thought it was a good gutsy win, though.
You had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, and then I only showed you for 8 the rest of the way. Our young guards seem to be maturing as the games go along. We've been real surprised at Kendall Thompson.
Well, you know, I mean, to be fair to them, you know, we can't simulate that in practice. We don't have those kind of athletes. If we wanted to simulate in practice, we'd have to put Trevon on one team and steal Sharon from the girls' team, Sharon and Rainey, and let them guard us in practice. The only way we could you know, simulate that quickness. But I'm proud of our guys. You know, we fought through adversity and found a way to win. And you know, like I told them, you know, we've all fought with our own family before. You know, my wife yells at me a lot because I do a lot of dumb things, and she'll probably yell at me when I get home. But, you know, we argue sometimes, we fight, but we're in this together. You know, I think that's in the end. We've worked awful hard since last year to get to this point, and we're 4-0 with a, you know, a chance to win a tournament, and I don't think there's too many people that would have thought, you know, on paper that we'd roll out here 4-0, and I'm proud of our guys, but being the coach, I know that come 7:30, that's not going to matter much.
You know, I told Brad, I look up every so often, I see us in that zone defense, and I think we've been in the zone more in 4 games than we were all last year, haven't we?
Yeah, we laugh because last year's group, we went to zone, they weren't interested in playing like Moline, they always said. We don't want to play like that. So they not only did they not want to play zone, they were so bad at it last year that I think they did that on purpose, kind of like when somebody gives you a chore to do, you do it so bad so they never ask you to do it again. So I think that's kind of way our zone defense was last year. But I thought it worked well for us, and I think we're going to have to let's be honest. If we try to go out athlete to athlete against guys like UT and you know Rock, I mean, that's not us. We've got to continue to play and you know, mix and match things. And tonight was a night for a little more scrappier, defensive minded game, and we were able to get that done.
In the second quarter, Westinghouse did what a lot of public league teams will do. They'll just stand out there and hold the ball for a while, ask you to come out and play defense. And you kind of outlasted them in the battle of wills. They went back into their offense. Did you like getting a couple of minutes, especially since both Carl and Butler had two fouls at that time?
I mean, I think that was the point. And I thought Ryan Carl did a heck of a job today. I think that's the best he's ever played. And I know he didn't get us quite as many minutes there in the end because, goodness gracious, you know, we had to speed the game up, and that's not him. And I thought he did a heck of a job. If he plays like that all year, you know, we're going to be just fine at the center position. And I told him, you know, he's going to have to battle some really good players in the conference. You know, you talk about D'Angelo Dean type players and Denzel McCauley. He's going to prove himself enough for our program and our team this year. And I think he's got it in him.
Guards have really been tested against Urbana, now against Westinghouse. Thornridge tonight, pretty similar, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think everybody was shocked. I mean, they had Moline basically beat through 3.5 quarters, and then, you know, Lindauer was Lindauer and decided he was going to, you know, put up 6 or 8 or 10 points in a row there and get his teammates involved. But it was an impressive a game by Thornridge today, and I think that, you know, they're all running together. We certainly have to bring our A game tonight. Hopefully, I think we're the type of hardworking team that you know, our town appreciates. I think we'll have a good crowd here tonight with Hall of Fame, and we certainly want to play well, so they'll come back next Friday.
I'll tell you, the way this one's been running behind, that, especially with that Diet Talent game, it seemed like the Moline game was yesterday. It's been so long ago. This has been tough to keep this one on schedule, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, we've got some ideas next year to get it a little better, and I think, you know, now that we aren't charging per session, you know, you can start a little earlier and stretch some things out. Saturday's always going to be tough because we want to squeeze that 45 minutes and recognize the Hall of Fame, which, you know, is always neat for me because I'm not from here. So it's nice for me to learn a little more history about not only basketball, which I think I'm semi-efficient on, but, I mean, the other sports, it's nice to see. You know, you see a guy like I read the newspaper today and a guy like Hickey's dad, Sean Hickey's dad's there, and I told Coach Cheeseman he finally made the paper. He mentioned him in the paper. He said the Cheeseman brother, so I'm assuming he meant Barry and Steve's other brother. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and the Hall of Fame's a fun time. And I know, you know, David Anderson's going in, who, you know, was around when I first came, and it should be a good time.
Well, and I don't know that we're going to be able to all season long draw a lot of comparisons to the 97-98 team, but Brad said first time since 97 you've started 4-0, so you got that going for you. Bring on Rod and Joey, right?
Well, certainly. We'd need to put them through like the NBA's back. We'd have to put them through a 2-week training camp. But if they're willing to come back and can find some eligibility, I think we could upgrade our post position for sure.
All right. Congratulations. Heck of a win. See you tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds, always good enough to join us after the streaks game regardless. And easy to join us and nice to talk about a 37-34 win over one of the traditional Chicago Public League powers. Westinghouse comes and goes, but they're always tough, and Streaks win it here today, 37-34. I just looked down, saw Grant Gibson coming out of the locker room with a huge smile on his face, and deservedly so. Big win for the Streaks today. They're 4-0. We'll continue the postgame show coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Loves Sporting Goods.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Trady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Trady. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Sign up to win a WGIL Christmas card with a $100 gift card inside. Register at one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you as the Silver Streaks come away with a 37-34 win over Chicago Westinghouse. And Jim, we knew this team's going to surprise a lot of people. I think, you know, the two wins over Chicago Talent and Chicago Diet, we thought they played well, but we were also looking at the opponent. They beat an Urbana team that was a little shorthanded, losing their top four players out with suspension or eligibility issues, but now they beat a team like Westinghouse. They may not see a more athletic team all year than this one.
Yeah, I think they'll see more polished teams offensively.
Too. Yes, definitely.
But athleticism, you're right.
This team caused all kinds of problems for the Streaks here today, and they weathered the storm, and there's quite a little dunk on the other end as Corliss gets off to a fast start against Chicago Diet. But I don't know, and I'm not saying the Streaks are going to go out and win the Western Big Six by any means after a win like this, but I think they're just going to do a little better than a lot of people, us included, maybe had anticipated.
Well, I think, yeah, they're already better than I thought they would even be by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just amazed at what some of these kids can do. Can they beat last year's team? Don't think so. But did they watch and learn a lot, I think, from last year's team? Practiced with all those guys?
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of that is rubbed off. I think the enthusiasm and the effort that those guys gave and the way they really overachieved without a lot of size, I think is rubbed off on these guys now.
Well, and one of the things that impressed me so much about last year's team, winning 25 games like they did in a year when they brought almost everybody back from the previous year, but the one missing piece was Victor Davis, who a lot of people said, well, they just won't be able to replace him.
Right.
And they end up winning six more games than they did the previous year. And I felt like all along the reason was their buy-in factor.
Mm-hmm.
That the coaching staff said, this is what we need to do, and what they coached, the kids responded to. And if that rubs off on this group, and the coaching staff says, this is what we need from you, and they buy into that and they do it, then things are going to work.
Yeah, and they, you know, you mentioned Victor Davis last year. We didn't replace Victor Davis.
No.
We had nobody that could do what he did. So Mike, being a good coach with the staff, kind of rearranged the way we did things. You know, if you tried to do the offensive sets we did without Victor that we did with, we'd have gotten slaughtered.
Right.
But we realized our strength last year, and that was the three ball. I mean, a lot of other things in it, but bottom line is we beat people because we could shoot the lights out when we got rolling. This team doesn't, I don't think, has that capacity. We can shoot, I think, average better than most probably, but not in line with what when we got Chad and Dalton and Brandon, everybody rolling last year. But so if you can't do that, what do you got to do? If you can't score quite as many points, well, you got to play a little better defense. You got to do this better. You got to do that. And I think it's really showing that Mike Reynolds has a pretty good idea what he's wanted to do as a basketball coach, because he's taken every year and taking what's there and seeing the players improve dramatically.
Yes.
And, you know, we talk about that in football a lot too, where many times when Galesburg has played other teams in the Western Big Six, we play them when we're sophomores and we play with them. And then we get to the varsity and they kill us. And we're thinking, well, something has happened between when they were younger and when they got to varsity for these top programs in the Western Big Six in football. And I can't help but think that Galesburg basketball is starting to take that on, because when these kids were sophomores, they didn't play a game like
right.
this. We sat here and watched them before we broadcast the varsity games, and we're thinking, boy, it's just not going to happen. And yet here we are playing good basketball. And again, I will we beat Moline? That'd be awful tough. They're really good, and they're very veteran in season.
Yes.
You know, Quincy. But after this, you got to think that if the stars align and the kids keep playing hard, they might be able to pull off a surprise in this season, because I think we're all surprised they beat Westinghouse.
Yeah, absolutely. So Galesburg's 4-0. Let's take a look at the final stats. What do we show team-wise?
Okay, and again, a fairly unspectacular bunch of stats, but you like to see the final score, 37-34. Galesburg just 13 out of 33 from the field. Shots were hard to come by. Not many open looks in this one. Just got enough down and played enough defense to win and hit some free throws. Westinghouse, 14 out of 40 from the field. So they actually shot a little worse than we did and had some better looks at it. Rebounds, this is where you'd think we would have gotten hammered, but it was almost even. 23 for Westinghouse, 22 for the Silver Streaks. Granted, Westinghouse able to get more offensive chances, some putback attempts, but other than that, we held our own on the boards. And the turnovers, which looked like they were going to be a real problem early for both teams, settled down. Both teams I had for 8 turnovers in the first quarter, and then Galesburg had just 8 more the rest of the way, 16, and Westinghouse 17 turnovers. And with their quick guards, for us to only have 16, keep it under 20, I thought was another real big achievement today.
Yeah, it's one of the things I was looking at here in the postgame, and it's all got to be the story of the offensive rebounds. The turnovers end up pretty well even. The rebounds end up pretty well even, and yet Westinghouse gets off 10 more shots than we do, but it had to be those offensive putbacks that made the difference there. I don't know how, with those two numbers being dead on, how you end up getting 10 more shots, but nevertheless, it works out to the Silver Streaks' advantage. Either way, they win by 3. Westinghouse finishes 4 of 13 from three-point range. Silver Streaks just 2 of 12. And the free throw shooting was a factor in this game. The Warriors made only 3 of 9 free throws. Silver Streaks made 9 of 12, and they end up winning it by 3, 37-34. For the Warriors, they are led by, looks like Ricky Battles led the way with 8 points, 8 of their 34. Next up, Darius Mason with 7. Quentin Crump had 6, all in the second quarter. Daryl Gant had 4. DeJuan White, 4. Marlake Williams finished with 3. Tobias Cook had 2. Nobody else for Westinghouse scored. For the Silver Streaks, they actually put 2 and almost 3 players in double figures despite scoring only 37 points. Lamont Ross led the way with 11. Kendall Thompson off the bench had 10. Aslan Butler finished with 9. Next up, Chad Johnson with 4. Austin Garnett had 3. And then lots of guys played for the Silver Streaks. Ryan Carl did not score, had 4 rebounds. Grant Gibson, Marcus Ross, Carson Cheeseman, Drew Nall, and Trevon Diggins all had some sort of action in the game, but also did not score for the Silver Streaks. We're now 4-0, defeating Chicago Westinghouse 37-34. One final timeout here on the postgame show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everybody knows a game is better with a goal. The goal is better with announcers.
Goal!
Announcers are better in the movies.
In a world with no plot.
Movies are better with fast cars. Cars are better when they take you to McDonald's. McDonald's is better with Coke. Coke is even better when it's a buck. Get any size Coca-Cola or soft drink for $1 at McDonald's. And it really doesn't get any better than that. The simple joy of better. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
This is Mark Tabor, Vice President and Loan Officer at Tompkins State Bank in Abingdon. As a farmer, you have enough to think about with market volatility, input prices, risk management, and the weather. You shouldn't have to worry about your banker understanding your business. Born and raised in a farm family, I understand what it takes to have a successful farming operation. I'd like to discuss your operation and how we can help you improve your bottom line.
Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team wraps up the Thanksgiving tournament tonight at John Field Gym against the Illini West Chargers. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action.
Like at John Field Gymnasium, where the first game of the second session is underway, a little over a half hour behind schedule. So again, a reminder, we have the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies coming up at 5 o'clock tonight, but that is the scheduled time, and there's no way that's going to happen at 5 o'clock. Galesburg girls game scheduled at 6, and the Galesburg boys scheduled for 7:30. So just push all of that back and stay tuned throughout the afternoon. We'll just have to keep you updated as to how far back we're going to have to push that as the night goes along. Our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim?
Well, a lot of candidates again tonight, and through 4 games, we now will have 4 different crunch time players, and look for that trend to continue as a team effort is required for this team to win. They've got it through 4 games tonight. or this afternoon, as the case is. Unanimous decision for Brad and I, and a thumbs up to Austin Garnett, who just gave a tremendous effort in this one and was defined by a rebound that he had late in the game that, oddly enough, did, ended up in a turnover. And you're thinking, well, how's that the crunch time player of the game? But his effort on the weak side board going up between two defenders on a missed shot to pull one away. He tried to clear it out, and our guards couldn't quite corral it at half court. But just that effort, I think, really gave the team a lift. He later towed the line, hit one out of two free throws, just missed the other one at kind of a key time. And I just, for all-around effort, I think, in this one. We could have picked some other players, too, but you and I both thought of that moment with Austin Garnett.
We might have been able to give it to Shakuntny Jones for
missing the layup.
For missing the layup that would have tied the game, yeah.
A nod to him.
But nevertheless, the Streaks come away with a victory, and they will take it. 37-34, sometimes this team will have to win ugly. And it was ugly here today, but they're happy to get it. How about being 4-0? Who would have thought it at this point of the season? So they'll play Thorn Ridge tonight to wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament. Again, Hall of Fame induction ceremonies and Galesburg girls action also to come prior to the Galesburg boys game tonight. But again, scheduled 5 o'clock is when it all starts. Don't know when it actually will. So join us at 5, and we'll hope for the best here on WGIL. Fighting Illini football in the meantime, in between, to keep you interested, right, Jim?
Yes, we'll pick up the Illini and the Minnesota Golden Gophers here, and then shouldn't have any trouble finishing that game before
doesn't
we get to
like
the Hall of Fame, so there'll be no conflict there, and a little lag time in between, likely. So let's hear the Illini.
All right, sounds good. We'll get to that. Our thanks to you for being with us. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. We'll be with you again later tonight here on WGIL. Good afternoon.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.